Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Stay warm and save $50 on the Gen 40. Order today at EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Deal. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I was on the phone for 2 straight hours with Xi Jinping.
Need to use the phone.
Who are you calling?
China.
China, really?
Yeah, I'll pay for it.
What for?
What for? Tell you what for.
The fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean in the west.
But, we don't get moving, they're going to eat our lunch.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
China
with
ate
Mexico.
Your lunch.
All right, gentlemen.
China ate your lunch, Joe.
There are a few presidents who came into this job with more of a history on engaging with Chinese leadership.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
Jerry thinks I'm overreacting, but you understand lunch.
I don't understand lunch. I don't know anything about lunch.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Did you see a story about the Coast Guard just picked up 3 survivors of a wrecked boat or ship from Cuba? Stranded on deserted island, they lived on coconuts for 33 days, Coast Guard says. No phone, no lights, no luxuries, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe there.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
It started on this tropic port, aboard this tiny ship, the SS Minnow. 2 men and a woman were rescued from a deserted island after surviving on coconuts, conch, and rats for 33 days. I'll have 2 portions of the conch, though, and you can hold the fried rats, okay? The Coast Guard spotted people waving makeshift flags on Monday as it was on a routine air patrol of the waters around Anguilla Cay, a chain of islands between the Lower Keys and Cuba. The Coast Guard picked up the case as a rescue mission and returned to drop water, food, and a radio to them on Monday. Just like the Gilligan's Island, they had a radio too, right? Remember that?
Here on Gilligan's Island.
The Coast Guard said the group appeared dehydrated, fatigued, and, quote, in dire straits due to a lack of fresh water on the island.
Money for nothing.
All right, let's do the chump line here. They put the lime in the coconut, eat it right up. They put the lime in the coconut.
Lovey, I'm rather distressed that Genghis Carr and his tabloid talk radio brethren are going after my longtime supporter and former friend, Bruce Springfield. I remember when he set his concerts would single-handedly win the presidency for me in 2004. Well, he blew it in 04, and now he blew it in 08.
They're actually claiming he only blew an 02. But I really find it hard to believe that that's a true story. A guy, Bruce Springsteen, you know, beautiful person, extraordinaire, private jet owner, John Kerry, acolyte, gets arrested in the most corrupt state in the union for having a single shot of tequila. It sounds hard to believe, doesn't it? Unless the cop was having a very, very bad day. Someone, by the way, just tweeted out and said they were catching up on the podcast from yesterday. Taylor, they said they really liked him, but we missed a couple of names. We could have called him Bruce Springsteen. Get it? As in Beerstein.
Oh, very good. How about Bruce Spring Me? As in spring me from the can.
Did you read up on Thunderbird, by the way? Are you now an expert on Thunderbird?
So after the show yesterday, I didn't get the Thunderbird joke, and I had to ask if Thunderbird was a drink. And I did not recall it. I've never heard of Thunderbird, but I did not read up on it either.
Oh, I sent you a story about Thunderbird.
Oh, did you? I didn't see it.
I was gonna quiz you. What's the word? Thunderbird. How's it sold?
I could have guessed that. How's it
very sold? Cold.
Oh, I see.
And you know, I told you it was a fortified drink in a bottle. 40 proof. It was 40 proof.
Do they still sell it, or is it out?
They redesigned it. It's now a legitimate wine, so of course nobody's buying it. But it was made by Ernest and Julio Gallo. They put it out in 1957. It was all in the story I sent you, Taylor. It first went on the market in 1957, and 40-proof wine. You know how many cases it sold in L.A.? Just L.A. alone in the first month? 19,000. It was the most successful product introduction ever by Ernest and Julio Gallo, who will serve no wine or fortified wine before its time.
That was Paul Masson.
Well, same thing.
Well, so much for the Jeep deal. For his 2022 Super Bowl commercial, Bruce Springsteen will be lecturing America from the backseat of an Uber.
The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating old guys. Old guys like TB12, who looked yesterday like he was under the influence of some Thunderbird.
He had some avocado tequila, he said.
Like Matthews Brothers and even old guys like Howie. Tom's no longer a New Englander, but he's still a winner. Matthews Brothers is 167 years old, but we're still growing, and Howie has 26 years behind the mic, but his reach continues to expand. You just can't keep a champion down.
Tom Brady looked full-on Florida man yesterday.
It was great, and did you notice that right about the time he was enjoying himself, the Biden administration leaked that they were thinking about shutting down the flights to Florida?
Looks like too much fun down there.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was about. It's not about the virus. It's about fun.
People are throwing trophies from boats. What's going on?
They're walking around. They're having a good time. It's warm. They're not beaten down. Their will hasn't been broken. The screws haven't been turned. We're going to have to shut down the entire Sunshine State of Florida.
I just got a super secret message to pass along from you from Governor Charlie Baker. He says, ex-nay on the Ishbe story.
Yeah, when Ishbe resigned today, the Globe finally decided to pick up the story. 6 days late. Better late than never.
How many masks must a man put on before Dr. Fauci approves?
It depends on the day. If you don't like the answer, come back in a couple of hours, and he'll give you a different answer. Let's play the Fauci cut, though. It's about vaccinations. Cut 21.
Time we get to April, that will be what I would call, for better wording, open season. Namely, virtually everybody and anybody in any category could start to get vaccinated.
By the time I get to April, it's open season.
Or how about the old Merle Haggard song? If we can make it through April. Now it's April. If we can make it through April. I don't think open season is the right word. Although maybe, you know, it's been open season on Americans for the last year as far as Fauci is concerned. So maybe he wants to continue open season.
I honestly can't remember if Dr. Fauci told me to wear two masks or three. But couldn't that goal be accomplished by simply wearing a thicker mask?
Or you could just move to Florida and forget about it. But you better move fast because they're going to shut down the airports.
Imagine getting $183,000 a year to say circle back 30 times a day.
She is, you want to hear a lame, this is a lame Jen Psaki cut here. This is the old, well, you'll hear it, cut two.
Well, we say to teachers, we want you to be able to go back to school and go back to school safely. And, you know, the president is married to a teacher, Dr. Biden. He's known many thousands of teachers throughout his career. He listens to them. We all engage with a range of groups about their concerns, about what their objectives are. Most teachers will tell you they want to be in the classroom.
Really? That's not the impression I get. Biden is married to a teacher? Dr. Biden? Bring back Kayleigh McEnany.
One mask, two masks, three masks, four. In a few months, Fauci, you'll be out the door.
Don't count on it. Don't count. St. Anthony. When do the canonization proceedings begin in Vatican City? He'll be the first guy ever canonized when he's alive.
So, Howie, what are you wearing for the one-year anniversary of 14 days to flatten the curve?
Tell you one thing I'm not going to be wearing, and that's a mask.
Due to climate change, East Boston is now in the ocean, and the west coast of Massachusetts is in Lake Champlain.
Yeah, what is it with these drifters that come in and they don't know? The fake Indian thinks Massachusetts has a West Coast. Robert B. Reich, who was relocated to Berkeley, where this guy's probably headed back to, he didn't know the name of Berkshire County, the westernmost county, and now Driftin' Dave thought it's Noddle Island. That's what they used to call East Boston, I believe, Noddle Island. He thinks it's Eastern Boston.
If God wanted me to wear two masks, he would have given me two noses, phony Fauci.
You're canceled, pal. You're going to be shunned in polite society. Your Twitter account is revoked. Your Instagram account is revoked. You know, you see, they went after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They took away his Instagram account. I told you they're coming after Democrats, too. It was just a matter of time.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 Eastern Time. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2, leave your message. And we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If we didn't play it now, we may play it when we post Chopped Chumps. That's our podcast that we post around 7 o'clock Eastern every weeknight. And get your Chopped Chumps wherever you get your other Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating old guys. Old guys like TB12, like Matthews Brothers, and even old guys like Howie. Tom's no longer a New Englander, but he's still a winner. Matthews Brothers is 167 years old, but we're still growing, and Howie has 26 years behind the mic, but his reach continues to expand. You just can't keep a champion down.
How many masks must a man put on before Dr. Fauci approves?
We've got some pictures of the state trooper in a mask today. We should probably post some of those again, Taylor. I think people enjoy it. It cheers them up to see him in a mask. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen nowadays, now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. Well, one of my favorite ways to rest my eyes all through the day, whenever I get tired of looking at that screen and still getting the content that I'm itching for, is by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. There's nothing better in the morning when I'm out on my bike ride, or at night when I'm at home and I don't want to watch TV, but I don't want to bother the mailroom manager, so I just put those buds in.
You really get lost in your own world with the Raycons. A lot of other headphones I've used, they claim to be noise canceling, but still some noise leaks in. I was wearing them in the office one day, and both of the producers behind me were trying to get my attention. I couldn't hear them because I was listening to Frank Sinatra or Alan Sherman or something, and it was great.
What better recommendation can you get for Raycons than you can't hear the people that are right around you? That's what. That's the best recommendation you can get. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. You cannot hear your children, your spouse, your coworkers, anybody. What could be better? Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part, Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get a 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think Biden will really impose travel restrictions on Florida to stop the fun? He better
no
not.
No more fun.
I'm planning on going to Florida. And the last time my trip was delayed or canceled or whatever, this time it better not be. I'm going to be really mad.
Blame Tom Brady. There was no problem until he had a good time and was laughing and enjoying himself. And now anger. The Karen American community is up in arms about this.
76% say, he's probably going to stop the fun.
All right. I don't know if you've heard this, but it came out a couple of days ago. Aunt Jemima has now been officially renamed the Pearl Milling Company. I don't know what the hell that means. I'm glad they named it after my late beloved dog, Pearl. But the Pearl Milling. You going out to, going to the store? Can you get some Pearl Milling Company pancake mix? Just doesn't have the same ring, does it? How about this one? You know, whenever you give money to somebody for something, you're going to ensure that whatever you're giving the money for is going to continue. If you want to continue a problem forever, just subsidize it. You know, like if you want to make sure you always have poverty, set up an anti-poverty agency. So here's the latest from Democrats, AOC, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And he's, of course, frightened of her. He thinks she's going to run against him in 2022 in the Senate primary, and he's probably right. So he's trying to stay on her good side. So this week they have joined forces to publicize a federal program that will reimburse, you're not going to believe this one, the families of coronavirus victims up to $7,000 for funeral expenses for deaths from the disease that occurred in 2020, even if the death involved, you guessed it, an illegal alien.
What if they weren't able to have funerals? They still get that money?
What, Taylor, you got to go one step beyond that. What if they didn't die? Will they still be able to get the money? And the answer is C, yes. I mean, you think about it, something that's ripe for fraud. Anyone who died from now on is going to be said to have COVID so they can get the $7,000 if this thing goes through. And this ensures that the disease will never die out, as long as you get the COVID. When I worked at the State House in the early 1980s, I went down into the basement a couple of times just looking for something or other. And and I saw a room in the State House, and it said World War II Veterans Room. For this is where you went if you were a World War II veteran and you hadn't gotten the bonus for the first 40 years after the war. There was still a room open for you at the State House. And still there was somebody still sitting at the desk waiting to process these forms. I'm Howie Carr. Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime. With water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing, there are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands. So you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, campusreform.org does stories about the PC insanity on college campuses. They had a good story today. Michigan State University. They reported they had 1,200 reports of racial incidents or racial harassments over the last 5 years. 1,200. Do you know how many were found to be truly in violation of the school's bias and discrimination policies? Eight out of 1,187 instances. 844-500-4242. Now, we've been talking a lot the last few days about this undersecretary of climate change. Believe it or not, there is such a job in Massachusetts. It's a phony baloney job, obviously, climate change. And the guy went out at a climate change conference in Vermont. It was one of these Zoom deals. And he said that the state had to break the will of people who drive cars and heat their homes with fossil fuels.
So let me say that again. 60% of our emissions that need to be reduced come from you, the person across the street, the senior on fixed income, right? There is no bad guy left, at least in Massachusetts, to point the finger at. Turn the screws on and, you know, break their will so they stop emitting. That's you. We have to break your will. Right? I can't even say that publicly.
We have to break your will. That's what he said. So the Mass Fiscal Alliance got this from Vermont people, and they put it out. The Herald has been covering it. I've been writing about it. It turns out the guy has a very heavy lead foot. He's got at least 3 speeding tickets in Virginia. His wife's got a speeding ticket doing 80 and a 65. He didn't bother to renew his registration. He flunked an inspection test in Virginia, and they slapped it a rejection sticker on it. Apparently, you have 12 days to get it rectified. He didn't even bother. So he's been charged with something I dare say. I know I never been charged with. I doubt you have either. Having an expired rejection sticker on his car. Never heard of such a thing. But this guy's a big greenie. He also said that they were going to have to do something about commercial fishing, the oldest industry in Massachusetts.
And we would need more transmission lines, right? And we need offshore wind. And yes, there's fishing out in the ocean too, but you know, we can't have no offshore wind, no transmission, no solar, and have clean energy, right? So there's something has to give. There has to be some mechanism that we trust to find a place to cite a transmission line.
Something has to give. Something gave last night. He resigned under pressure. His will was broken. The screws were turned. Could I have a violin, please, while I read his... Dear Secretary Climate Katie, it is with great regret that I submit my resignation effectively, immediately.
Did Baker write this letter?
No, I just used, it seemed the Baker
okay,
accent.
I get it. He's a Baker underling, so the voice yes. also. Okay, proceed.
From the position of Undersecretary for Climate Change in the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs. As Undersecretary for Climate Change, I have worked diligently to ensure the health and welfare of residents across Massachusetts in the face of the global climate crisis. Serving the people of Massachusetts as part of the Baker-Polito administration has been the honor of a lifetime, and I am proud of the equitable climate solutions we achieved together. In case you don't know what an equitable climate solution is, you are to be taxed back into the Stone Age. You're not going to be able to have enough money to afford to drive your car or heat your home. And all the money that's going to taxes will not be used to save polar bears, but to give him $130,000 a year for his no heavy lifting phony baloney job so he can live in a mansion in Chestnut Hill. Let's go back to the violin music. I would like to apologize again for my comments at last month's Vermont Climate Council meeting. My inability to clearly communicate during that discussion reflected poorly on the governor, on you, and on our hard-working staff. How did he write that with a straight face? Although my comments were interpreted by some as placing the burden of climate change on hard-working families and vulnerable populations, my intent was the opposite. When he said he wanted to turn the screws, he meant he didn't want to turn the screws. When he said he wanted to break your will, he meant he didn't want to break your will. Back to the violins. In the entirety of my remarks, and as I have elsewhere, I was urging caution in order to minimize such impacts out of a sincere concern that overly aggressive emissions targets may have unintended and harmful consequences on those we most need to protect. This is a guy who's never had a real job since he got out of the Navy, and he wants to protect you and me. God, these pablum-puking, Birkenstock-clad creeps, these Rhodes Scholars, these ne'er-do-wells, these turds driving around with an expired rejection sticker on their cars. Never heard of such a damn thing. One last bit of violin music. Thank you again for the opportunity to serve you, Climate Katie, the governor, and the people of the Commonwealth, especially those of you who reside in Eastern Boston. Sincerely, David Keringer Ishmay. David, Driftin' Dave, we hardly knew ye. Although it was a little more than I really wanted to know the guy after all that. 844-500-4242. So the big question today, one of the big questions today at Charlie Parker's press conference is he going to replace Ishmay, cut 32?
Well, that's a really important job, and Secretary Theoretis needs to figure out what to do with that. And we've done a lot of great work on climate over the course of the past 6 years here, and we hope to anticipate we'll be able to do a lot more going forward.
Especially with the Transportation Climate Initiative. You know, our gasoline tax in Massachusetts is only 24 cents, and once we get the TCI in there with no legislative or popular approval, it'll be 62 cents a gallon. And it's a really important job to have an undersecretary of climate change. Again, I repeat, though, if we have an undersecretary of climate change, why don't we have an undersecretary of volcanoes, earthquakes, sunspots, continental drift? Why is climate change getting more emphasis than volcanoes? Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Howie. Howie, great to talk to you. this question, it has nothing to do with climate change or anything like that. It has to do with the future, about 22 months from now, when the Democrats might figure that the House would go to the Republicans. I think there are 47 seats that might
Announced that they're Kevin McCarthy and I think the Republicans announced that they're going to go. There's 47 Democrats they consider very vulnerable. Yes, go ahead.
Correct. So my question is, if it does go Republican, then the Speaker of the House will go Republican.
Correct.
If the Democrats sense that the House is going to go Republican, would they get rid of Biden before the 22 election so Pelosi could move to be vice president?
No, Pelosi would only be in line. She wouldn't become vice president. If Biden leaves under the 25th Amendment or any other circumstances and Kamala Harris becomes president, then as long as there's no vice president, the speaker would be second in line, but she has the right to appoint a new vice president. I don't know. I can't remember who the new vice president, if he has to be appointed or it has to be approved by the Senate or the House or both. But remember when Spiro T. Agnew, Nixon's vice president, was convicted of taking payoffs in the White House, he resigned. And Nixon appointed Gerald Ford, I think he was the House Minority Leader at the time from Michigan, to become the vice president. And Gerald Ford was also a guy who, for people who were into the Kennedy assassination theories, he was on the Warren Commission. And the reason he was on the Warren Commission is because the FBI had tape of him with prostitutes in Bobby Baker's den of his brothel that he ran out of a hotel in Washington, D.C. So they had control of Gerald Ford, the Republican. The other Republican on the Warren Commission investigating the assassination of JFK was John Sherman Cooper, who was very, very close to the Kennedys. They shared at least one woman. Anyway, I didn't mean to digress, but I did. You can read all about this in Kennedy Babylon, Volumes 1 and 2, incidentally, and that kind of leads up to our next spot. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again, and for as long as supplies last, Thunderstorm Air Purifier, that's what I'm holding in my hand, will come with a free copy of Kennedy Babylon. I don't know which one you'll get. We got two copies here, but if you buy one Thunderstorm Air Purifier, you get one of these Kennedy Babylons, one or two, for free. That's in addition to the $10 that in savings that Eden Pure is already offering on the Thunderstorm.
You're going to want that Thunderstorm because there's a lot of dirty laundry that Howie airs out in those books.
That's true. That's really true. And the stuff about John Sherman Cooper and Gerald Ford and the rest of the members of the Warren Commission, they were picked because there was a lot of dirty laundry on all of them, Republican and Democrat alike. It's been months and months, and people still ask me if the Thunderstorm really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. Our sales rep came down to Florida while she still could, and there was a funky smell at her Airbnb, but it was no match for the Thunderstorm. You could take this with you wherever you go because it's so small. Pack it in your suitcase, and you don't worry about any odors you might confront. The Eden Pure Air Purifier is so small you can hold it in your hand like I'm doing, and it plugs right into the wall. That's why it's easy to take with you on a trip. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. If you're like me and you're watching less and less TV, and there is no better way to pass the time than with a copy of one of my true crime Kennedy Babylon books. This is volume 2. The Eden Pure Air Purifier can handle pet kitchen tobacco odors or that damp basement smell. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Book. The free book is while supplies last, so grab yours today. Some listeners found the offer over the weekend before we even started promoting it, and they were buying it up already. So move fast. EdenPure.com, code word Howie Book. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
G-Dope, I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, if this climate carpetbagger really gave a hoot about the earth, he would have fixed the problem with his car, which flunked the inspection because a 99% of the time it's an emissions problem that causes the fail. And that's all about harming the atmosphere. Limerick guy, I called him about that, and I said I wanted to know why his car failed the inspection test and why he didn't get it fixed in the 12 days that the Commonwealth of Virginia gave him to get the car fixed. Obviously, he doesn't care about the issue of piping plovers perishing prematurely. But he didn't call me back. And as a matter of fact, when he sent his resignation letter to the Herald today. And this is what he said. Given your recent, not to me, the Herald, given your recent coverage of related matters, I am sending the attached copy of my letter of resignation, which was effective immediately when sent last night. The letter is my public statement on the matters it addresses. In other words, there's no need for Howie Carr to keep calling me and asking me about my speeding tickets and laughing and my rejected inspection sticker and about my private pilot's license. I wanted to know how many times he'd renewed the private pilot's license. But I wonder if he still got it. Officer Mark says, Drifter Dave might soon be employed by climate czar Liveshot Kerry as his new government pilot. What's the over-under on how fast he skids off a runway? Not long. You think he'd rather work for John Kerry or Al Gore? Which one of those climate phonies would he rather work for? Incidentally, we have an update on Bruce Springsteen, the boss. He's decided, now that he's not going to be the spokesman for Jeep anymore, he's decided that he's going to go back into the recording studio and work on a new album of country honky-tonk drinking songs. And we were able to smuggle one out of the record studio today. This is Bruce Springsteen's latest song that's just coming out.
What's made Milwaukee famous? Has made a fool out of me.
Incidentally, Jeep let him keep that cowboy hat that he was wearing during the Super Bowl ad, and that really added to his country western accent that he was able to get when he was singing what made Milwaukee famous is made a loser out of me. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi there, Howie. Thanks for helping Mr. Ishmael on his way.
It was my pleasure.
It was a good takedown, but small cheese compared to
it is.
Money Fitz.
Yeah, Money Fitz was an old legislator from Mission Hill in Roxbury, and he somehow managed to inherit $250,000 from a bag lady who was mysteriously run over by a cab after she'd written him into the will. And there used to be a mayor in Boston. He was actually the Kennedy's grandfather. His name was John Fitzgerald, and they called him Honey Fitz. Honey Fitz. So we called this guy Kevin Fitzgerald Money Fitz. And we took him down, and he ended up as the sergeant-at-arms. He was going to be the mayor of Boston, and he ended up as the sergeant-at-arms, the guy who carries the stick into the House chambers for the State of the State address, and he's wearing a top hat. Yeah, that was Money Fitz. Thanks for the call, Bill. Thanks for bringing back those good old days. Money Fitz succeeded in another guy, a funeral home director named O'Connor, who went to the can. And Money Fitz, well, he won a photo finish with a grand jury, let's put it that way. He's no longer coming down for breakfast. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie. That guy would look really foolish if he was a sergeant-at-arms for the Hells Angels. But anyways, we're all going to be driving Teslas in the future, Howie. How do you feel about that? That's great. I love it. But I like loud race cars.
Bruce, here's the thing, and I think some congressman or senator said this. How are they planning to fuel the Teslas and the Priuses. And the guy said, is there a battery ferry out there that's going to provide the energy here? How are they going to, you know, there's not going to be any more natural gas. There's not going to be any more coal. They want to shut down nuclear power plants. They've already shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. They want to shut down other pipelines. Leonardo DiCaprio has flown somewhere in his private jet to demand the closing of another pipeline. How are they going to fuel all these cars, Bruce?
With the pinwheels.
The pinwheels. We were talking about that last night, the windmills. A lot of these windmills now, they're so phony that people have figured out that they never seem to be blowing in the wind, as Peter, Paul, and Mary would say. So they have they're electrified now, so they always look like they're moving around. But again, if you electrify the windmill, where is the power coming to electrify the windmill so it can provide this phony baloney demonstration of generating power, which it's not? We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.